Okay, I've started the recording. It's a couple minutes after. And I'm going to move this out of the way. Welcome to the January 11th, 2021 call of the Learning Materials Working Group. That's the antitrust policy for the folks at the Linux Foundation and Hyperledger who are kind enough to give us this forum to have our discussions. So if you would read over their terms, in their antitrust policy. I'll leave that on the screen for a moment. Okay, moving right along, there's also a code of conduct, which is just basic civility, which I'm gonna leave a link up there because sometimes I'm shocked to see people need to know what a code of conduct is, but there it is. So the Learning Materials Working Group, we're sponsored by the Technical Steering Committee in hopes to gather information to help people onboard into the community and learn about the options and availabilities to get involved and to learn about what Hyperledger is doing. So that's our goal. If you need to make a presentation to someone about Hyperledger or the Learning Materials Working Group. I'm going to click this and hope my computer doesn't die on me. Here is a PowerPoint presentation that just goes over the basics of what Hyperledger is, the ecosystem, and then each one of the like the tools and libraries and projects that are available in the greenhouse. So that is a presentation we encourage you to use to spread the word about Hyperledger. Does anybody have any questions?
Nope. Oh.
And I'm gonna like have everybody introduce themselves. Again, I'm Bobby, I'm co-chair with Alfonso of this group. And I'll let Alfonso introduce himself next.
I'm co-chair with Bobby and very happy to be with her and with all of you in this group. And in this 2021 that we all hope would be much, much better.
John, you wanna go next?
Yeah, this is John Carpenter. I'm not in the office right now, but I didn't wanna miss the call. I run the Global Blockchain Summit and have been involved in the Denver meetup as well.
Mark, you want to go next?
Yeah, Mark Liberati, currently serving with the United Nations Volunteer Program. Very much interested in how blockchain could support sustainable development goals, and have been involved in the special interest group for social impact. And this is my first meeting in this learning teams group, so I'm really excited to learn more. Thank you. Over.
Great. Welcome, Mark and David.
Yes, hello everyone. David Berry with Webquisitions, and I am an interested observer. And this is my second meeting, and looking forward to learning more.
Great. Well, welcome again for just real quick for David to get involved in the community or to talk other people into getting involved in the community. We have a new members welcome page where it talks you about the four steps to become an active community member. The first one is just getting a Linux login, which is an email verification process. The next one is once you have that Linux login, you'll see I'm logged in with my picture. I now have a toolbar where I can edit any of the wiki pages that are available to the community. And that talks about how to edit a wiki page. It shows you how to, you know, get in and, it's basically a word processor on the wiki page. So it's like using Microsoft Word to insert documents or insert files. And then once you are able to do that, you might want to join a call. And joining a call just involves going to the calendar of public meetings, which is available on the Hyperledger main page. Here's a link here. And it's just a list of the meetings that happen every day. So today we're the only meeting. That's why I'm pretty shocked we're not more popular, but tomorrow there's lots of different meetings and everybody is welcome in the community to sit in on these calls and learn whatever they can. And then the final step would be to actually join a group. so that you would be involved in the emails that go back and the announcements for the group. And again, how to do that is every group has a homepage. All the projects have a homepage. All the working groups and special interest groups have a homepage. And on the homepage, in the index on the right-hand side, it says mailing list and subscribe, so that if you want to join a particular mailing list group, that's how you would do it. And then you would be part of that mailing list. So that's for new members. Again, show anybody you want why to sign up. That's all the information here. Hyperledger encourages you, once you're a community member, to put it on your business cards, to share it in your social media. And these are kind of like the guidelines for that, what to call yourself and how to identify yourself. So that is the new member information. I know I went through that pretty quick, but it looks like most people have been on the call before. Any questions about all that stuff? No. Okay, so I have not heard back from Flavia with the question from last week about whether people who are taking the older certification courses have like a grandfather in for some kind of discount on the upgrade. So for instance, if you paid for Fabric 1.4 and it's now Fabric 1.2, is there any concessions for that? So I have not gotten an answer on that yet. That's why it's still in red. And again, I don't know if anybody has any information. I'll go over this quick because, again, I have not heard from Flavia. So what happens is Hyperledger comes up with competency courses. I can't say that word. Competency courses. And then the people at edX create courses so that if you take the courses, you can pass the competency tests. So they bundle them up into edX courses, which are complimentary. You can sit in on the courses, or you can sit in on the courses and give them some money, and they will give you a certificate to say you passed the exam. You take a few of those complimentary courses and you bundle them up, and you can take a certification course that is offered by the Linux Foundation. It is a chargeable course, mostly over, it's a few hundred dollars. But you do get a Hyperledger Linux Foundation sanctioned certification that says you passed these courses. So again, I haven't had any updates from Flavia as to when the revisions are coming out. As a working group, we're responsible for helping her edit them. So like when she's finished with a course, she'll give it to the Learning Materials Working Group and we'll run through the course to see if all the links work, all the text is correct, all the graphics are up to date, that kind of thing. So we're still waiting for some news as to when the next time, like we've done the blockchain technology basic understandings, we did this course. So we're waiting for her to let us know when the next course is. And again, we do have, let me just jump real quick to our edX update page in our here. So if you want to be considered to be an editor for these edX courses, just put your name here. And when we get a course, we will send you an email asking you, giving you access to the course early for you to edit it. So if your name's not there, put it up there. The more people, the better. Anybody have any questions about that? Or anybody have any new information on any of these courses or competency tests? Nope. Okay. Again, this is just reiterating what I just said. There's also some really good training courses over at Consensus if you're interested in learning what Besu does with Quorum over there. I just took one this morning. It was fabulous. They're offering them a lot. And there's also Besu training on this Consensus documentation page. So those links work. If you're interested in learning more about, again, Besu or what they're doing over with Consensus Quorum, those would be the links for that. Anybody have any questions? No? Okay. Now here's something interesting that's going on. The GitHub repository that we have for the Learning Materials Working Group. Okay, got it. Right now has our rules for contributing to our repository. What I'd like to see in here is a lot of the lab projects, once they're moving out of labs and need documentation, either we put the documentation in a wiki page or a GitHub page, I don't know which one that works, but I'd like to see the learning materials working group support the lab efforts more like we've done with Ravi. So I want to see this repository hopefully grow to be something that people can use. Like our first effort at this was to support our group member, Raphael, who's not on the call today. He did this university lab course, which can be adopted quickly for universities to use or businesses to use. I'd like to see a version of this in our GitHub repository as well to support his effort in the labs. There is also Ravi's effort in the labs. No, I don't have his effort, but here basically are all the projects that are in labs, meaning that people are working on them without really getting a formalized, structured wiki and GitHub repository set up. So it's kind of like a testing ground, and it's really interesting. And a couple of the projects, like the Trust ID, and then one of my other favorites is the eThaler. Those are really interesting projects. And just advice to newcomers in the community, if you want to get involved in something, it's a great place to start. You jump on one of the projects in the labs and you just help with documentation. Like say, okay, let me run through this lab and see if it works, and then get involved that way. But all of these projects are looking for people to help them out. So again, if you're sitting in a lot of webinars and you hear eThaler come up or Trust ID come up, you might want to look into that. And finally, I think we're going to talk about it later on in our resource library, how we're going to help Ravi with his starter kit project in the labs. But I'm not going to get into that now. So does anybody have any questions about the labs?
Nope.
Okay. Moving right along. Okay, so the meetups. I am one of the maintainers of the Princeton, Hyperledger Princeton meetup group. We're encouraging people to do a lot of cross meetups. And I know John and I are going to be working on a January, February, March kind of series that introduces one of the tools a month with his Denver meetup. Any comments on that, John?
Bobby, I think I'm really looking forward to the collaboration, and I really think all the meetup organizers are very good at working together, and I think that expands the community.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get something before the end of the month of January on Fabric out there, get some of the contributors, and get a really nice conversation going for a couple hours one night in January on Fabric. So like basically where it's going and what it can do. But so look out for notifications on that meetup. But in the meantime, if you are a meetup organizer, here is a resource for presentations for your meetup. And the virtual meetups this week, tomorrow, Climate Action, that's very a popular one. That also is trying to, it's a special interest group. So it's a consortium of people who are interested in solving climate action. You have people from the Atlantic Farm Group. You have people from all kinds of sectors of industry in here trying to figure out a common way to solve this problem. And they, why I said eThaler, is they're trying to use that in their solution. So they're really looking for more community involvement. So join that call tomorrow if you're available. And then the Linux Foundation is offering just something about how to, they have this Insight tool, which gives you project health information so that you can use that to develop some new solutions. And they're having a webinar on that. And then these are just the other meetups that are happening in the community for the next month. So there's a lot of different ones going on, and hopefully by next week you'll see the Denver-Princeton meetup combination in here. Does anybody have any questions about the meetups?
Yes, Bobby. I'm interested. Did I understand well that the Denver-Princeton would be presenting each of the tools of Hyperledger through a series of meetups?
Correct.
Okay. I think that I would like to present those, invite people from Hyperledger Latino America. Okay. Is there an easy way to solve the language problem? I know that if once they are up in YouTube, you can ask for the subtitles. But it's a question for John and yourself. Should we go one meetup afterwards and having you upload to YouTube? Or is there an easy way to solve the translation?
I don't have any information online on that. Do you, John?
Yeah, I guess it would really come down to the number of English language speakers that are fluent in Spanish, and then the number of Spanish language speakers that are fluent in English.
Okay.
And I think that's the only challenge I have is, I don't know how many people in the Denver community are fluent in Spanish.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, I'd love to have a dual language collaboration, but I just don't know how effective that would be, because, you know, if there's people that are in the English side that don't understand the Spanish presentation, that would present its own challenge, and vice versa.
Understood. Understood. I will advertise those and hope to get some English speaking mates. Okay.
And all I can basically suggest is that if we have the meetup, we can try to document it as well as possible so that it can be translated. You know what I mean? Like have a transcript of it in English that is like thorough, so that someone can actually, if they have the wherewithal to translate it.
We are having difficulties now with the Hyperledger Fabric documentation project to translate to Spanish. We don't have enough collaborators yet. Maria Teresa from Telefonica is helping us a lot. But understood. I'll see what we can do, and please continue.
Okay. So these are the events that are happening within the Hyperledger community. And if we'll go down here real quick before we do anything else, these are the events that are happening outside the Hyperledger community. This is a Linux Foundation. This is really big news for people who are combating the COVID-19 issue from a technical side. The COVID credentials was, I'm gonna jump to their website real quick. They were an independent firm of just a whole mess of companies. Let me see if I can find the companies, like a whole group of companies known as, yay. That got together to try to solve this, but recent news was that they were basically, the Linux Foundation Public Health Group has decided to take this under their wings. So they're working on different like passports for immunity, passport, you know, trying to get that information. And they meet all the time. So if you go to that website, you'll see the different working groups. The different working groups where you can get involved in use cases, the governance of this work stream. So that's opportunities to help in a public health manner. That's good news for the COVID credentials. That's great support. And then again, oh, this was today. I'm sorry. That was a great webinar. Coming up next in March, the Blockchain Week. I think this is the global blockchain company. And then here is the Government Blockchain Association is doing decentralized Eyes Identity for Payments. So just go to their websites and you can get information on their webinars. There is an Ethereum webinar on the improvement standards to Ethereum. More talks about like the token requirements, requirements for tokens, and that kind of thing. So that might be interesting. And that's on Wednesday. And then again, back to the global, the Government Blockchain Association. They are running a great bunch of series in the month of January, and they're listed here. If you want to sit in on any of them, just go to the Government Blockchain Association and see what's going on there. And then getting back past community events. Anybody have any other events that I've missed that might be important? No. And I know the Bitcoin conference in Miami that happens every year is happening online at the end of the month, but I have no information at this point about that. But that's always very interesting. Groups of speakers from all over. So if you get information on that, please send it my way and I'll post it for the next time. Or actually, I think we'll be past the conference, the next meetup. Okay, so moving right along, we're going to another resource is the Hyperledger community blog. It's on the Hyperledger homepage. It's updated information about what is happening to each one of the projects. They try to keep this up to date as possible. Here's something in the social impact group, which I know Mark might have a comment on. You want to speak to our blog there, Mark, at all?
No, I just know we were just discussing in the last meetup the themes that should be first put into the blog, and then, yeah, I guess then just thinking around what else could grow in that space. So I think, watch that one. I actually was trying to find the link where you are, but it's fine. I'm working a little behind you, so.
Oh, it's on the Hyperledger homepage, hyperledger.org, and then I think it's news and then blog.
Okay, I was in the wiki, okay.
And then also Hyperledger community encourages you, if you're working on a project or have something to say, to create a blog and submit it. Here's a template. We're working as a working group on a template for the community to use for their blogs. So if you want to help out with the template, put your name down on our task member sign up that you're working on it so we know, and we'll include you in the conversation on the agenda next month. So again, they encourage all blog series. They're definitely, and I know Alfonso, I'm not going to put you on the spot again like I did last time, but they're waiting for one from us.
I know, it's all my fault.
So I do have some blog ideas. Or how to write a blog, but again, we need to say something for the community about how to, like, what we want our learning materials working group to say to the rest of the community to try to get more involvement. Okay, so that's about all for the blog. I just got an email from Roy Jones that the marketing committee's meeting on January 13th. They have great webinars. They talk about how to support the community. They have a website for all the different presentations, the elevator pitch, blank templates, how to do your business card. So there's a lot of information in the marketing wiki as well. It's hard to find though, because it doesn't have like a button. So you have to like kind of search it for the marketing website. And January is Diversity, Civility, and Inclusion Month. Shockingly. So we're trying to be more inclusive as a community in our language as well as our memberships. So if you have any way to contribute to that, you can go to their group and just join their weekly call. And then we always have the YouTube channel with all the links to presentations that are happening in the community. And then you can join the developers newsletter, which comes out once a month. which gives you information as what the developing side is working on, new little upgrades to projects, and things are always posted there. And again, this is just the, not just the, this is a very interesting tool that the Linux Foundation gives us to monitor all of the Hyperledger projects and labs. So again, if you want to see how the Cactus community is doing, you can go to their insight page and you can see where the, who are the contributors, what companies they're coming from, and all sorts of valuable data on the project. So that's there for people to use as well. So that is that. So anybody have any questions about the community resources this week? Well, okay, moving right along. Next is our resource library. This is actually what, like, the prize we give the community. We try to work in two ways. We try to work on the templates for the community, which are here. These are just blank forms for you to start being creative with, as opposed to here, which is the final product. So again, we're trying to get a graphic that's linkable to all the different sections in our resource library. So our project and tools section has basically like a little book for each one of the projects. Let's look at BASU. We try to keep current analyticals, try to do a comparison of like last month to, or last quarter to this quarter. It gives a little information about exactly what BASU is. I know Fabric is a little bit more intense because the community has been working on it a lot harder. So there's some roadmaps, there's some updates to the releases. So if there's new releases, and also on these pages, we like to start with the quarterly report. So if you're ever interested in what's going on with any project, just go to the resource page, go to the quarterly report. And this is the report that they supply the technical steering committee as to what's happening in their community. Any questions, current plans, and any problems. So every project in our resource library has the information, the link to the last quarterly report that they supplied. And again, any information, we try to capture here any great presentations that they do, any kind of information like that, so that the community can have it. Back, I think I'm going to go back too far. And again, we do that for all the tools and all the libraries. And we do, here is where we try to collect the documentation that's been created by community members. We do have, again, on our resource page, I'm coming back to the meeting notes and getting kind of circled around here. So we do have the projects and tools. That's constantly being updated. Again, if anyone in the community hears anything interesting, please make a copy of it, get a link, and edit our wiki page and drop it in on the project page or the tool page. Also, we do use cases, and I have put my name down for our task signup this week because I haven't heard from Fuma on the key terms, and I don't know if Felix has an update on any of those, but I'm going to work on the templates for the use cases. The templates there, I just need to read the use cases and put it in the template so that all of our use cases in our resource library look like the supply chain management one, where each one has the template of the challenge, the approach, and the result, and then the links. So it's pretty simple to see, you know, the different use cases in the same template. So again, a lot of these are not done, and I'm going to try to make this finished so that one, this will look like our library with our books and our linkable titles. Anybody have any questions about the use cases? And again, if you think of any use cases, drop them in the use case right here and I will look into them and get them on our page, or just shoot me an email with them. Okay, that's use cases. Key terms. Any comments? Okay, so what I've been trying to do with key terms again is we want this to almost be a Wikipedia type encyclopedia where the community builds it, but we do need to get the main structure and look of it down so that all of the definitions that are decided to go into the glossary have the same look and the formatting is the same. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this because I know there's a template for the look and feel somewhere. I guess not. So basically the key terms, we're going to try to get the working definition here. And then once it's done, we're going to check it off. If there's different levels of definition, so it goes deeper, we're trying to right now work on a graphic to show the level of difficulty. I had used these light bulbs, but that didn't go over well. Maybe a line graph. I don't know how we want to represent difficulty, but we want to be able to say that, like, this is the basic definition, click here. This is the more in-depth definition, click here. And again, we want to try to make that, did I put that on AML? No, I don't know where I put it, but I'm working on a template for all the terms to go in. But in the meantime, if you want to take a lot of these terms don't have definitions and a lot of terms are not here that should be. So if you want to just add a term, all you'd have to do is edit and be on the word key terminology and create. And I'll do that right now. And you can do something like, I don't know if I spelled that right, quorum. Probably not. I didn't spell any of it right. Publish it, and then now all of a sudden there is a page where people can put the definitions for what that is. So again, if you're seeing a definition that's not here, a lot of them have nothing in them. So our goal, again, a lot of people are asking for this encyclopedia, the Department of Education, there's like huge companies that want clarification from Hyperledger as to what each term means. And this is the project that's working on it. So again, if you are interested in taking this over, it's been floundering, sign up here. Help Puma. She hasn't been around in a month or so. She's from South Africa. And I'm not sure what's going on. So again, don't feel like you're stepping on anyone's toes if you jump in and grab a project. It's just the few of us. So you won't be, you know, there's enough work for everybody. So don't let that stop you. And then moving right along. Okay. So also what we're trying to do is we're trying to get as much information that's going on in the community. So if any of these group members, and I know like Mark is a member of the social impact group, I'm a member of the public sector group. So if you're members of different special interest groups, we encourage you to go to our resource library for the special interest groups. And if you have any information, edit the page, start at the top and say, like, I was at the 112 call of capital markets and they talked about this, or here is the link to the presentation that was given in the healthcare group or whatever, so that you can see when the last time someone in our group had a comment about what's going on in the special interest groups. And it's a great place for us eventually. I'd like to see this as a library where you have all of the presentations from the public sector listed here. So again, if you are in any of these groups and have more information, please just edit this page and use it like a running diary where your most current entry is at the top. And we do the same thing for the working groups. So if you're involved in any of the working groups, again, we're working on key terminology. That's what I'd like people to help out with. And then again, we have each one of the working groups here listed by what's happening recently. So again, any group you're in on, any special interest or working group that you see on the calendar that you want to join, say I'm here from the Learning Materials Working Group, just collecting information, because most of the groups know that that's what we're trying to do. Does anybody have any questions about that? Nope. Okay, we talked a little bit about the meetup resources. Again, this is just given to us by David Boswell, and it talks about guidelines for starting your own meetup, help center. So if you know if, in your area there's a lack of meetups, please create one. Call, email David Boswell, and he will get you started. So again, templates. And then we are working with trying to create our template library to be really a resource for the community and easy to use. So again, if you're writing a white paper, you click on the white paper and it says what you want, it, how to get a white paper processed through Hyperledger. Here is the outline for a typical white paper, and I think you can download it. You know, here's some thoughts for a member of our group, Gordon, who did this. And I think he's moved on to do some consulting on this in his career. So this was very helpful for us as well as him. And again, all of the, where did I go? Templates here always could use a fresh set of eyes or always could use an update. So again, this is the use case standards, but then our group has a template that it uses for its use cases, which is a simple one, which is right here. So you can download that. There's Google Drives where they're at, so you can copy them. And we're trying to, again, make all of these templates easy to use. We're trying to do a blog basic, that one we're still working on for the community. If you have any insight as to how to get someone to go to this page, copy it, and have the template to create an awesome blog, knock yourself out because it's not done or in any way looking like it should. Does anybody have any questions about that? Again, well, you can do an edX course, a webinar. Here's learning how to do GitHub. So there's a lot of resources in there. Any questions? Quiet group. Okay. And finishing up our resource library is just the marketing and trying to get community news, which has wound up being our homepage instead of like a newspaper page. But then the labs is something, and I don't see Robbie, which I will have to reach out to him. So let me just see what's going on with the agenda. I don't believe our presenter, Mike Bauer, who was going to talk about Fabric and the Ethereum network, is here today. So I'm going to spend a little bit more time talking about what's going on with Ravi. So, and I don't know, Alfonso, if you have anything to add about what he's doing. I'm just going to go over the starter kit real quick. So what happened with Ravi, he's a member of our group, and he came up with a way to help the community understand all of the tools, projects available to them in an easy way, because it's hard to spin up a blockchain network in Hyperledger and start playing around with it. It is intensive, to say the least. So he created what he calls, let me see if I can get to, where would that be? So what he created was this starter kit. So I'm going to see if I can get to the presentation real quick to get through what he created, because it's really will be a wonderful tool for our group if we can get it wrestled down a little bit more and more manageable. So basically it is, just quickly, a starter kit for learners. It's a configuration tool to help developers spin up blockchain networks quickly. It's great for prototyping. It instantly creates your Docker images and gets you started building. So it's created to help people like us, the learners, developers, testers, CTOs, product innovators, and administrators understand the Hyperledger Greenhouse blockchains. It is the first step in developing a solution. It reduces the barriers for entry. And oops, missed that one. It's a proof of concept testing for people. So if you have an idea and you want to see if it's actually going to work, you can run it through this starter kit to POC it. And some of the features of the starter kit, it creates your domains, your orders, your peers, your certificates of authority. It helps you configure them, and it gives you ability to create unlimited channels. You can go plug and play different consensus type models. You can test your network, and you know, you can plug and play the tools. And then there's pluggable chain codes you can test as well. So we're getting this working. We're going to get it through the labs. And these are the prerequisites, which this one stops a lot of people. And I have to talk to Ravi about that. I know it's stopping me. So we're going to discuss that. But basically here, if you have these prerequisites, here's how this works. You would call up the tool. Hopefully this will be in our GitHub repository. And it looks like this. And when you log in, it's going to ask you what type of blockchain network you would like, whether you would like Fabric, Besu, Sawtooth. Would you like to look at an Explorer? And it gives you information on what you need to get these things done. And then once you're into the network, it will give you the version type. So Fabric's on 2.2 now. You can test that and see if it's going to hold up against maybe a network you did in 1.4. So you would make your choice of your version. And then it's going to walk you through customizing your orgs, customizing your peers, your orders, certificates of authorities, your channels. So again, it walks you through how to do all this to get your network up and running. Again, it's a great tool. It's a good tool, but it needs some work. So for instance, when you go to, you know, log in here, you need the information from Ravi. It looks like just a command line that frightens people. So again, it needs a little work. We do have his GitHub repository if you want to help him out. Let me go down to where that is. Again, and it is, this is how to contribute. So we're working on getting this into the labs so that instead of it living on Ravi's GitHub, it is actually a formal lab project. And we're almost there. And then what we're gonna need is we're gonna need people to test it and write documentation. Because right now the only documentation around this great tool that he has is what you just saw. So, again, that's something that if you want to reach out to Ravi, he would love help with. Did I have another link to what he was doing? No, I don't. Okay. So again, he has a whole big GitHub repository and instructions on how to go to his tool, his Hyperledger tool, and start working with it. Again, he needs all the help, all the people to help him. And once this is done, this will be a great way to explain what's going on to the community. Does anybody have any questions about Ravi's project or how to help him?
Yes, I have one question. The help that he needs is help with documentation, right?
And testing, yes. So basically when he, like if you volunteer to help him or send him an email, he'll give you this link and the login information, and he'll ask you to start playing with it. And if you want to develop documentation as you're going, that's great. But I don't believe it's solid enough for documentation yet, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, but that makes sense.
That's the point. That's where we want it. That's what we would like you to be able to do as soon as possible. But, you know, we need to, that's why I'm shocked he wasn't here, because I thought we had an appointment to talk about this today. But I will email him and find out what's going on with that. And
okay,
again, if you want to just have it somewhere, just please put your name and that you want to help with the starter kit. Just put your name right here. And he'll see that because he'll get notice. And I'll make sure he knows to look there for people who want to help out with that.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you. That's great. Where were we? Frameworks and tools. That's about it for the resource library. Does anybody have anything else to contribute? I know, Felix, you're on the call. Did you want to talk about the key terms at all?
No, I don't have any new updates for this meeting.
Okay. Thank you. So again, we do not have our presenter here. One more thing, a community member wrote a book, Hyperledger Enterprise Blockchain Applications. Here's a link to it because we do try to support the community members and their endeavors outside of Hyperledger. So that is something to be aware of. We do want to, some old business we have in the working group is we need to work on our blog for the marketing department. They're expecting us to do something to put on the Hyperledger homepage that will encourage people to come to our meetings. So again, we're trying to be the first place new community members come to learn how to interact with the community, and we're trying to get that message out there. So if you can work on the blog at all, we put the information, just put the information for it right here. If you have ideas, if you, you know, need any information. And I'm thinking this might be a mistake. Yeah, this should be under the templates for blogs instead. I think I might have missed. Yeah, the information. So if you have information on the blog, just start putting it on this blog idea here. I'm going to move this stuff to the template section. And then going back to the last few things in our agenda. I'm getting a headache. And that's another thing. David Boswell has asked us, because we are the first stop for people to come, that we should create a slide, like a Hyperledger look and feel slide, to give out to all the meetups to put in their beginning introduction or at the end of their meetups on how to join the community, with a link to the learning materials working page and a brief, you know, maybe kind of like summing up what the blog says, but it should be like a PowerPoint format, one slide. To send out to the working groups and the SIGs or all the meetups to talk about, you know, what we do, what we offer. Again, I think there's two slides we need to create, one for the meetups for the external community and one for the working groups and SIGs to let them know that we want their information. And if they're doing something, you know, great presentation or done with their white paper or published their use case, we want that to be part of our library. So that's something that we're creating a slide as well to give out to the working groups and SIGs so that they know. That might not be a slide, that might just be more an information packet so that they know what we could use from them. Any questions or ideas on how to improve on that? Nope. Okay. Next is translations. Again, I'm going to turn this over to Alfonso because I know this is very important, but as a community as a whole, I know we just looked at it for our specific meetups, but as a community of a whole, we have to do better to be inclusive, and that includes translating everything we have that we consider valuable so that other people can read it. It doesn't, you know, it's only serving half the community if only half the people can understand it. So the initiatives to sum up meetups in different languages, I'd like to see someone who is bilingual in this group jump in and say, every time you do a key term, I'll translate it for you, or, you know, that type of information. So if you know anyone who's interested in learning and translating at the same time, two birds with one stone, please send them to our group and we'll see where they fit in to help the community with that. Anything to add, Alfonso?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Bobby. I can be of help for the key terms to translate any of those into Spanish. Our project to translate Fabric to Spanish got very good help from Hyperledger in the sense of automatic okay, the participation of volunteers. We have hit a wall in terms of getting volunteers, okay? But what Hyperledger helped us to get the tool to engage people, it's very good. Maybe we could use that very same tool and that very same process, okay, for all the translations. And maybe we could ask them, or maybe we could, I correct myself, maybe we should write a template, okay, for that tool, okay, and using the example of Spanish or Japanese, okay, get that template for everyone to come and use that tool that Hyperledger offered to us. The issue of volunteers is something else, okay? That's engaging people, and I'm open to ideas. We've been contacting universities. Some of the universities have told us that their language departments are very much interested in substantial translations where they could test their teaching of another language, in this case, English as a second language. So that's one road we are following, exploring how to get volunteers. But we're open to suggestions. We're open to suggestions. Telefonica with Maria Teresa is helping us. Okay, but that's what I want to add, a template for the tool and a program to get volunteers and to increase the number of volunteers.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I know that the social impact working group is trying to gain members, and I think what they're doing with the universities is they're, you know, supplying or not supplying, but creating a project, not a competition, but an open-ended project, and some of the people who supply projects for the social impact group will be able to present it to the technical steering committee at the end of this, not competition, but, you know, this endeavor. So it will give them incentive to get exposure with the technical steering committee as well as create a social impact project. Did I sum that up correctly, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding is where they want to go. It's just sort of helping them coalesce their ideas around. There were some ideas on a white paper, some other initiative that the community would decide.
Yeah, so that's one way. And again, Alfonso, I don't know how we, through our blog, can try to figure out to get more members in here to help us with all these tasks we have. Well, again, they're not monumental tasks, but there's a lot of them.
I just put in, I mean, just a note in the chat, I mean, the online volunteering link, it's actually, so it's part of the UN volunteer program, facilitated, it's open to all stakeholders for the SDGs, for foundations and NGOs. They have to be ECOSOC observers, which is a process, but I think it's not overly cumbersome. If Hyperledger is one, that makes it easier, of course. But then that once you're on that platform, you can then mobilize many volunteers. We do often translation. There's now really good programs for translation. I'd recommend looking at those first. But when you need other volunteers, if Hyperledger qualified, it might be something to explore. So just put that in the chat for your consideration.
Thank you, Mark. That's a very good suggestion. I'll share it with Hyperledger Latin America.
Okay, we're almost at the hour, and I'm going to just, we did have a presentation that did not show up today. I apologize. I did not verify with him this morning, and I should have. I will see if he will be available. If not, for next time, our next meeting is on the 25th. I hope to see everybody there. Anybody have anything else to say before we head out?
Have a great day, everyone.
Yep, everybody enjoy your week.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye.